It is 7:39 on this, the government shutdown Tuesday version of your very favorite morning show. Welcome back to it. All right, we're going to jump right into the stupid criminals, and we should have a subgroup called Fools from Florida.
You know, that's not bad. Can we get the voice guy to do a little intro for it?
I bet you we can. I happen to know a guy that knows a guy that could do that for
All right.
us. All right, so here we go.
Do you make them up? Are some of them really from Idaho and Montana? Do we just say that they're from Florida?
No, we
don't need to because these
all Floridians really are from Florida
every
when
time
we read about them here.
Seth
when
knows I, most of them. What do you mean?
Are you kidding? Half of them
are your relatives.
My cousin here.
Yeah, my family tree has got like one branch. Anyway, so this one comes to us from, yes, Port St. Lucie, Florida. A gentleman by the name of, Aiden Wells of Port St. Lucie, Florida, stole a large chameleon from a Petco store worth $140.
Okay. What was he going to do with it?
He just
wanted it as a pet?
I don't know. He kept the chameleon hidden while he and a friend kept shopping for some live crickets and small mealworms.
Easy to hide a chameleon.
Well, maybe for you. Never mind. When the store realized the chameleon was gone, they reviewed the security footage, saw Aiden taking the chameleon, stuffing it down his pants.
Ugh.
He'd have gotten away with it, too, if it hadn't been for those meddling kids. if he hadn't tried to save a few nickels on the crickets and mealworms, because as he was checking out, he used his Petco rewards card.
Nice.
I'm sorry, darling. There's a chameleon in my pants.
Oh, I wondered why it was changing colors.
If you were going to steal a live animal from a store, because we hear these stories all the time, would you stuff it down your pants, a live animal? I don't care what kind of animal it is.
Depends on how furry it was.
Yeah.
Oh, my, it's a ferret. Oh, my goodness.
I can't imagine anyone in their right mind would do that.
I've seen it. They do, man.
I know.
Oh, all right, so here we go.
When the store catches them and puts them back in the cage, do you want the ferret that was down the...
No.
Probably not.
Can you dry clean a ferret?
We've taken this animal home, and it exhibits some unusual behavior.
Well, this has gone off the rails quickly here.
Let me just put it to you this way. When you're playing with your ferret, you may want to be fully dressed.
Again, FCC on furlough today.
Why? What a cute ferret. All right. A few weeks ago, a man went into a Chevron gas station in Lakewood, California, wanted to buy some Swisher Sweet cigars.
I haven't had one of those in about 35 years.
They are abhorrent.
Well, they're sweet.
They're disgusting.
They're like starter cigars.
Good.
They're a cigar for somebody who's never smoke cigars before.
For the kids.
That's right. You can
cigars
chew on
the
them.
Kids.
And it's like a chewing on a strawberry soda or something.
A tobacco-flavored strawberry soda.
Yeah.
The item cost $1.41. This guy only had a dollar on him, so he asked the 23-year-old woman working behind the counter if he would give him the 41-cent discount, if you know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
She said, yeah, no, can't do this. So he reached across the counter and punched her in the face. Then, of course, he took off.
Over a dollar cigar.
$1.41
cigar.
That's exactly right. The clerk did not suffer serious injuries, just a few bruises. Police are trying to find the guy.
At least he didn't stuff that down his pants.
Hey, quit taking my jokes. On Friday night, a very intoxicated couple in the Ukraine were walking home from a party.
Ukraine, Florida, of course.
No. Yeah, you would think. This actually is kind of sad. They were walking home, and according to the official report, they were feeling amorous.
Oh, this isn't the couple on the...
Yep.
Oh, brother. This is
so
bad.
They wanted to, take
cool
care
around.
Of business
yeah. mm-hmm.
on the train tracks.
On the railroad tracks, yeah.
How good does it be? How good is it when you don't hear the train coming?
Right.
But this is so stupid. Why not on the side of the tracks?
Thank you.
Why not in the grassy area?
The grassy knoll?
20 yards beyond the tracks.
I got you.
Maybe they were thrill seekers, but you're right. How good does it have to be?
I mean,
that's right. The Earth is moving. There's a locomotive. Oh, there really is a locomotive coming.
The train ran them over and killed them both.
Nice.
No, killed the woman, the guy lost his legs. And just to pile everything on, they're probably now looking at trespassing charges. He is. Now, if that's not enough to just be...
You don't think we drop the trespassing charges, that the police don't huddle up and say, you know... You go,
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Quick look at the news.
All right. We end this segment, as we always do, with a quick look at the news, Tom's favorite segment. From the world of entertainment, Miley Cyrus says she hates the show Breaking Bad. It's probably because the series ended with a riveting conclusion that critics are calling one of the greatest episodes in TV history, and not with some trashy redneck chick gyrating on a foam finger. Thank you. Thank you very much. Sandra Bullock recently revealed why she has never dated George Clooney. $50 to anybody who said, because she's not 30 years younger than he is.
There you go.
The BET Hip Hop Awards, I know you are eager for that. They actually took place over the weekend. They're not going to air until October 15th. That gives BET 2 weeks to edit out all the gunshots.
And swearing. Mm-hmm.
The average woman spends $30,000 on her face in a lifetime. No word yet on how many lifetimes Joan Rivers has lived.
Wait a minute, what? $30,000 in a lifetime?
Yeah, I covered this yesterday. Did you not listen to the show yesterday?
I must have been out of the room during that segment.
Well, thanks.
$30,000?
$30,000. $400 something.
What do we spend?
$1.75.
Yeah.
People are freaking out about the demented doctor costume for kids that's being sold at Walmart. It's nowhere near as controversial as one of their other costumes, Obamacare doctor. Vladimir Putin says he may run for his fourth term as president of Russia in 2018. He's encouraged by a recent tracking poll that shows him at 198% of the vote. And last but not least, Iranian officials are looking for the owner of the shoe thrown at the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani. It's kind of like the Cinderella story. Except I'm thinking this guy probably will not live happily ever after. There, that has been a quick look at the news. Please enjoy for all of your own purposes and not for gambling purposes. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, we shall return.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Every day the same drive to work at the same time and always the same bumper stickers. Hey, buddy, I think it's safe to take the Romney sticker down now. It's over. I'm sure Mitt appreciated the support. And that dirty car in the other lane has an old 9-inch nail sticker. Looks like it was put on a long time ago when they were still headbanging. I bet they never thought 10 years ago they'd be driving off to some lame-ass job. Hey, they're pulling into my parking lot. I work with someone who is cool enough to like 9-inch nails? Why don't people ever scrape the old stickers off? Do they really want to be defined by what it says? Oh, that reminds me. I've got to take the cracked single and loving it frame off my license plate. I am no longer loving it.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.